Of course, we have some rainbows, lots of rainbows, and kids flying little flags around.
Annette Bennett is one of the organizers of the Pride Art Show. They're happy that about 25 people have come to the reception in front of Petersburg's Claussen Museum.
We have some food that we have gathered here, and then people just enjoying conversation around some chairs and enjoying the sun that we have today. It's just really nice to see people gathering and coming together to celebrate all the artwork that we've done.
Inside the museum, back between an old Fresnel lighthouse lens and the world's largest red king salmon, are the show's entries. There's a wedding dress painted purple and blue, and a series of brightly colored collages. One of the artists is standing by her weavings.
My name is Deborah O'Gara. My Tlingit name is Djoksuk.
She indicates a fringed square with a geometric pattern and explains that it's woven in a traditional style called Raven's Tail, a style that was almost lost.
Traditionally, Raven's Tail was a huge robe, and when you danced with it, it flows, and you can just see the fringes on both sides are just flowing and dancing with the dancer.
O'Gara shows me another weaving with zigzag patterns and concentric boxes. She explains that it's a combination of Raven's Tail and a style called Chilkat. She says Chilkat allows the weaver to make curves so that it feels like painting with yarn.
I used yellow and black for all my ancestors, and a really brilliant blue for the border. And this blue and this purple are actually the domestic violence colors that has historically been used, and I just like those colors. And then I put rainbow Swarovski crystals on the inside. And so there's a treasure box on the inside, and that's the name of this pattern, is treasure box. And the treasure inside is the crystals.
A black sequined mask by another artist is also on display. It's in a white filigreed frame with tiny keys dangling from it, and it's called Set Me Free. Chelsea Tremblay, who helped organize the exhibit, says that it was submitted anonymously.
Not everybody is comfortable having their name associated with something that's pretty exposing about a piece of themselves that they may not be comfortable sharing with all their neighbors. So it was brave to put something in, and I'm excited for people to hopefully come see it.
Back outside, the sunny day gathering is still going on, and a crew of little girls in rainbow chiffon dresses has gotten into the rainbow frosted cupcake.
Let me see if you have a rainbow tongue. Oh, you have a green tongue. Look it.
The Pride Art Show is on display at the Claussen Memorial Museum through June 30th. In Petersburg, I'm Catherine Monahan.